弟兄姐妹平安，
各位兄弟平安。
Today is the fourth Sunday of our 40 days of community together, and it's also called Grow Better Together Sunday.
今天是咱同心同行四十的这个学习的第四个礼拜。今天的主题是同齐成长更加好的主日。
And since today's focus, or this week's focus, this coming week's focus is about spiritual truth, I will be preaching from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 to 14.
因为这礼拜咱是要来看属灵的成长，所以咱我要用希伯来书第五章十一节到十四节的经节来跟大家学习。
And you see that the sermon title is called Marks of Spiritual Immaturity.
咱地球部电脑看到今仔日的主题是叫做灵命不成熟的写照，灵命不成熟的记号。
So with that in mind, let us begin by reading the passage together.
所以咱今麦请大家掀开圣经，希伯来书第五章十一节到十四节，咱大家要一节一节来读这个。
Yeah, let's read it. Instead of reading the whole thing, let's read one verse at a time. You know, I'll read one verse, and then Jesse will read one verse.
这摆我牧师要带咱一节一节来读。
Starting from verse 11, we have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn.
咱大家做伙来读吼，第十一节，无论这个，阮有侪侪话爱讲，唔过为恶的归名，因为恁耳孔钝的缘故。
Verse 12. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth.Of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food.
第十二节，因为轮到时的久，恁着家己做先生。那是要欠命人，将上帝话才会晓得，会起头教恁。搁正做欠命恁，无欠命我国。
Verse 13. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
第十三节，凡那食恁的，无老年纪的道理，因为因是因呀。
14. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
十四节，独独顶上的人食五谷，因的心窍对练习来练达，教会分别好歹。
The word of the Lord.
这是上帝的话。
Let us pray.
咱大家仰头来祈祷。
Lord, we thank you for leading us this far in the 40 days of community study.
天父上帝，我感谢你引导我到今仔日同心同行四十天的学习。
We have come, you know, to the week in which we are learning what it means to grow spiritually and how to do that as a community.
我今仔日来到第四礼拜要来学习。安怎是属灵的成长，安怎来最近来学习。
We ask that as we hear your word, you will speak to each of us.
我恳求你，当阮咧听到你的话的时阵，你的话会当对阮每一个人来讲。
By the power of your name in Christ, we pray.
我安尼恳求，拢是靠主耶稣，你圣名来开力来求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I once heard a story.About a man who had been a teacher for 25 years.
我一摆听到一个故事，讲到一个人是已经做25年的先生的故事。
Then one day he heard about another job which would mean a promotion for him.
有一天又听到一个机会，有一个新的工作，这个工作对于来讲是一个更加好，比伊本来做的更加好的工作。
So with his resume, he submitted and applied for the position.
And so he just got his履历表寄去一个所在来申请这个工作。
But later he found out that someone who had been teaching for only 1 year got the job.
但是无偌久，伊才发现到讲有一个教册才一年经验的人去得到迄个工作，唔是伊。
So he went to the school principal and he asked why.
所以伊就走去校长的面头前来问校长是安怎。
I mean, why someone with 1 year of experience?We'll get this job.
是安怎迄个干阿教一年的经验的人会当得到这个工作
？The principal responded. He said, "I'm sorry, But you haven't had 25 years of experience as you claimed. You've only had 1 year of experience, but you did it 25 times.
这个校长跟他说，真抱歉，你并无照你自己讲的25年的经验，你是有一年的经验，25摆安尼。
In other words, for 25 years, that man had not improved.
就是因为那个老师25年来拢无进步。
He had not taken the time to learn or to grow into a better, a more effective, or more competent teacher.
伊无真正用时间来学习，来成做一个更加优秀。
He simply stayed and taught the same way all 25 years.
He 敢那停在伊本来的方法，25年来拢无变化。
Now this is a case for many Christians today.
啊，这个情形吼，甲咱基督徒，今仔日真侪基督徒同款。
A lot of Christians, once they received Jesus, once they were baptized, once the spiritual fervor just disappeared, they simply stopped growing.
很多基督徒，当因得到救，领洗礼，当因圣灵充满的迄款喜乐、迄款热情，渐渐冷淡以后，因就停。
They stopped moving forward.
因无够进前。
They became indifferent toward God's word and His truth.
因开始对上帝的话无关心。
They grew cold toward one another.
They continued
to struggle with the same sins. In other words, they never grew up. Now, the Bible tells us that the lack of spiritual growth or spiritual immaturity is a dangerous thing.
圣经有跟我们说，那灵性若无长大是真危险的代志。
So from this passage, I want us to look at four marks or four signs of spiritual immaturity.
所以为今仔日咱所读的经节，我爱咱大家来看这个属灵无成熟的四个记号。
So please follow along with me inside your bulletin.
咱掀开咱的这个旧本照这个对沃特牧师一条一条来看。
And here's the first sign, and that is dullness of hearing.
头一个记号就是耳孔钝。
An immature Christian is someone who has become dull or like hard to hear.
一个属灵无成熟的基督徒。
That person simply
就是耳孔钝。
And that person simply stops listening from the Word of God.
迄个人伊就是无够听到上帝的话。
Now, this person may have started out, you know, by being very passionate about God.
这人有可能伊拄拄变做基督徒的时阵是真热心的。
Who was very excited, who was ready to learn, but as time goes by, that person began to drift away from God.
真爱学习，真爱但是时间久以后，才渐渐无去。
So the result of that is the person is unable to listen, to receive, or even to act upon the Word of God.
结果就是迄人。无个有法度去听到上帝话，啊，搁较免讲伊会去行。
Now look at verse 11 with me again.
啊，咱就最顶过来看第十一节。
And let me read it one more time. It says, "We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn."
第十一节吼，咱搁再读一摆。轮到这个，阮有侪侪话爱讲，不过恶归明，因为恁耳孔钝的缘故。
Now, if you have read or studied the book of Hebrews in the past, you will remember that the author focused a lot on the priesthood of Jesus in the preceding chapters.
咱若捌读过希伯来书吼，咱就会记得伫个即个经节的前哦，即个作者用真侪时间来签名即个耶稣基督做咱人类的大祭司的真理。
And if you remember, you know, he talked about how Jesus was a great high priest, how he was tempted in every way but without sin, and then how he was the ultimate sacrifice to God.
咱会记伊就讲真侪上帝会见耶稣是安怎变做大的祭司头，伊是安怎凡事平平拢有受气，但是伊是无罪的，伊嘛安怎来讲伊已经真罪完全的时阵，伊就安怎来做凡那顺服伊的人。
And these are wonderful biblical truths about Jesus, but due to the immaturity of the readers, the author had to stop.
啊，这拢是足好诶，基督救恩诶真理吼。啊，但是因为遐听诶人啊，就是因已经听无诶时阵，即、这个作者伊煞无法度，伊就爱停。
He was, you know, the author was like, hey, I have a lot of these good spiritual insights for you to grow, but I can't do it anymore because you are slow to learn. I cannot go on because you have stopped listening to God's word. And this wasn't so much about the material that was difficult, but rather it was their inability to receive it. It wasn't because the author of Hebrews was dull, he was a dull teacher, but rather they were dull hearers. The readers, they simply don't want to listen anymore. Instead, they will hear only what they want to hear, but they will spit out or even block out anything that they don't like. Now, brothers and sisters, what about you? Have you become dull of hearing? Is the word of God boring to you? Is the Bible study, you know, that you go to kind of dull?
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself falling asleep in a sermon? Is anything that is spiritual in nature, like praying and worshiping, you know, that you find yourself to be kind of reluctant to participate? When a person is dull of hearing from the Word of God, it is only natural for the next mark or the next sign of immaturity to come out. Let's go to the next one, and that is the inability to teach others.
So let's now look at the second sign. This second sign is that you cannot.
And go to verse 12 with me again, and let me read that to you. He says, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again.
So let's go back to 12章。
In other words, the author says to the readers, hey, you have been a Christian. You guys have been Christians for some time now, and by this time, you ought to be able to teach each other. And why is that? Because the ability to teach each other is a sign of spiritual growth. But you guys can't do that anymore. Or even you guys can't do that because, you know, you guys still need people to teach you all the basic stuff all over again. Now, that is exactly what happens in a lot of churches today. You see, many people today, they see the church as a place for them to be ministered to.
很多人看教会是一个所在，可以来给人服侍。
They have come to receive, and that's it.
因来这个，你来教会是要吸收，要领受，安尼尔。
But God is not about receiving. God is about reproducing.
但是 但是教会不是干那领袖，伊是爱供应。
The Bible teaches us that the church ought to be a place where we grow together. It ought to be a community in which we can equip and disciple and edify one another.
圣经甲咱教是讲，教会是爱咱一个所在，互咱每一个人伫内底会当忠诚，会当互相帮忙，互相扶持。
Now, teaching is not reserved only for preachers or for Sunday school teachers only.
做先生不是干那好。一个牧师，还是讲主日学诶老师，吼、哦，啊，不是这个查经班的领导。
God expects all of us to be able to defend and share our faith.
上帝期待咱每一个人拢会当为咱所信的来归顺，还是来分享。
All of us should be able to expound biblical truth to one another.
咱每一个人应该爱有法度互相来。分享圣经的真理。
There's a verse in 1 Peter 3, chapter 15, which says this. Just listen to me. It says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
在彼得前书第三章十五节有安尼讲，伊讲，既然有人问恁所盼望的因由，就着不时便便用温柔甲敬畏来分说。
So a mature Christian or a Christian that is growing is someone who's able to teach others.
所以一个已经成熟的基督徒，还是有咧忠诚的基督徒，伊就是有迄个能力会当甲伊所信的真理甲别人讲。
Now, brothers and sisters, ask yourself, can you do that?
我即马要爱咱大家问咱家己，恁有法度做安尼无
？Assuming that you have been a Christian for a long time, you know, two years, 5 years.10 years, 20 years, are you able to teach others about Jesus?
咱已经做基督徒有一个时间啊，两年、三年、五年还是十年啊，您敢有法度有迄个能力将你所信的甲别人来讲
？Are you knowledgeable enough to disciple a young believer?
你敢有够遐的知识来引导啊，这个拄拄正做基督徒的人？
When a non-Christian friend of yours comes and asks you about your faith, do you find yourself saying, I don't know what to say?
当遐个阿未信的人，有问题来到你的面前，甲你问你所信的时阵，你敢会讲我唔知要安怎讲
？When you have the opportunity to share to a person about Jesus, are you able to accurately tell that person about who Jesus is?And what he has done.
当你有一个机会，要爱甲一个无信的人，讲耶稣基督是虾米人，啊，伊的救恩是安怎的时阵，你敢有法度
？This is what the Bible says. It says, if you are unable to teach others, then it sounds like you have forgotten the elemental truth about God.
圣经甲人讲，你若未晓，甲你所信的真理甲人讲的时阵，你就是已经无够忠诚。
In other words, you're still babies.The inability to teach biblical truth about God is a sign that either the person is very young in his faith or that person has simply stopped growing.
无能力甲别人来讲，神的真理是一个记号，表示这个人那不是讲是一个嘟嘟出世的婴儿，就是伊已经无够继续长大。
And if we have been Christians for some time, there's no excuse to stay that way.
真啊，咱已经做基督徒有一个时间哦，咱无理由继续这款情形。
So that's the second sign. Here comes the third sign.
头拄啊讲的第二个记号，即马咱来看第三个记号。
Which is a diet of milk.
第三个记号是干那食奶的。
Let me read the second half of verse 12 and 13. It says.You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
咱头拄啊读个经节，第十二节后边甲十三节是安尼讲吼，佮真侪欠命恁，无欠命我国，凡那食恁无老年义的道理，因为因是因啊。
Now for the past 14 months or so, I was able to witness the difference between milk and solid food.
solid food 的不同的所在。
And for your information, he's going to be 14 months tomorrow.
我的小孩，伊明仔就要满14个月。
Now, he still takes formula about three times a day. But in the past, you know, those amounts would be sufficient for him.
伊明一天还要吃三次的奶，那过去的时候，那个三次的奶就有够了。
But since he's now past that stage of milk diet, you know, he needs some solid food in between.
伊即马已经大汉了，经过迄个干那食奶的时间啊，所以伊即马逐工拢爱需要食有粒的即个食物。
So if I don't feed him solid food in between the formulas, he would either get real fuzzy or he would just wake up crying in the middle of the night, wanting some more food.
所以伫咧食奶甲食奶的中间，我若无甲伊饲即个有粒的食物的时阵吼，伊若毋是变即个营养歪歪吼真歹吼，啊无就是暗时啊就爬起来哭哭，要来食巴肚枵。So
he simply needs solid food to grow.
所以我了解到讲，我的细囝伊就是有需要有粒的食物来长大。In
the same way, as Christians, we need solid food to grow up too.
同款啊，含我的细囝伊用同款啊，基督徒有需要有粒的食物来长大。Now
there's nothing wrong with the milk-based teaching. I mean, they're easier to swallow, they're easier to digest, but we cannot simply feed on them.
当然，奶是真好哈，奶有真侪咱的需要，但是咱无法度干那靠食奶来长大。But
unfortunately, there are way too many people who simply want to stay on the milk diet in their spiritual journey.
真不幸哈，有真侪人就是干那爱食奶尔。They
just want enough to get by.
伊干那食一寡奶就有够啊。Now,
why is this milk diet? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 to 3 gives us a few clues.
啊，咱即摆来看讲，即个奶会食物是虾米款吼？伫即个彼得前书第二章第二十、第三十有一寡讲到遮个。
If you can, turn to that, you know, passage. And I'll read it to you.
大概那是圣经来翻开彼得前书第二章，咱要读第二章到第三章。So
it says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. And then verse 3 says, now that you have tasted the Lord is good. And then Peter would then move on to talk about how you need to be built up.
彼得前书第二章第二章第三章，伊讲。 就着亲像拄啊生的婴仔，心无心灵转会恁，互恁对长大得着救。恁若饲，就知主是主先。啊，为遐即个彼得伊阁继续讲着长大是安怎。Now
from this passage, we see that the milk of God or the milk teaching of God is something that would make a person or a believer taste the goodness of God.
对这个经常咱知影讲，这个奶，这个属灵的奶，会当予一个都出世的婴仔，就是新的基督徒得到营养。The
milk consists of blessings, promises, or the good things that God has promised us in His Word.
这个奶的食物内底是啥物？就是充满上帝的应允，上帝的祝福，甲上帝所做的好的事，啊，是伊通过伊的话，予咱。
Now they help the believers to grow, you know, to taste that goodness, and it's really easy to swallow, it's easy to digest, it's really pleasant to hear.
啊，恁的食物，咱拢知影是真好，真容易吞落去，吼，啊，真好食，啊，这个是熟龄的恁的食物同款，吼，后尾好食的婴仔，啊，真容易就去食落去。
And for many of us, that's how we came to Christ. We learned about the goodness of God, and we were like that. We all had to take the diet.
啊，咱每一个人拢同款，当咱拄拄变做基督徒，拄拄明白这个救恩的时阵，咱就亲像婴仔同款，咱足爱啉、食这个灵的食物。So
I mean, it's important to be thankful. It's important to count our blessings. It's important to know and believe that Jesus died on the cross for us, and so forth. That our sins are forgiven. I mean, those are basic milk teachings.
呀，这即个恁会当予咱的是一个基本，是足重要的吼。予咱就是爱会晓啊，感恩咱会晓孝顺上帝予咱的祝福啊。为遐咱来知影讲，即个基督是安怎为着咱定时伫十字架顶啊，这拢是咱有需要做一个基督徒的一个基础。
By the same time, those teachings do not sustain a person's faith.
但是咱嘛爱记，会记讲恁的食物，遐个教是遐个法度维持咱要长大的身躯。
They do not challenge us to make real sacrifices or commitment to God.
遐个无甲咱挑战讲，咱安怎来牺牲家己，甲家己献最济来服侍。
Teachings like that do not call us to take up our cross.And to move beyond our comfort zones.
遐个教是无教咱安怎来背起咱个咱的十字架来为着别人。
So the Bible says we need more nutrients than that. We need solid food.
所以圣经个人讲，咱要长大的时阵，咱就要比遐个人够较侪，咱有需要，咱就要有粒的食物。
Now, what's solid food? What's solid?
啊，到底啥物是叫做有粒的食物
？Well, solid food are the kind of food that will challenge us.To know what God wants, and then to move us from simply saying it into actions.
我认为有粒的食物就是会当提醒咱，就爱继续行出去，将咱所听到的做出来。
Solid food is a kind of food that will motivate us to find out our gifts and talents, and so that we can use it for the service of others.
这有粒的食物是会当让咱有一个。一个感动，要爱去敲碎咱家己，上帝给咱的这个温素，阿爸呀，用这个温素去服侍别人。
Solid food is the kind of food that will push us to live a life of sacrifice, a life of service, a life of devotion, a life of obedience, and also a life of mission.
这有粒的食物是一个溃烂，会当激励咱用这个牺牲，用咱。咱的性命变作是一个服侍。
So brothers and sisters, what has been your diet lately?
所以我兄弟姊妹，我爱问讲，恁的食物是啥物
？Are you getting any meat from the Word of God?
恁对上帝话内底敢有去吸收着吧
？Are you interested in receiving them?
你敢有意爱要去接受这有粒的食物
？There are way too many people who stay as babies.In churches today,
有太侪人哈，伫做基督徒的生活。
They never
做囡仔。
They never desire to grow or to mature in Christ.
因无迄个无迄个希望讲会当长大。
They don't grow because they're not committed.
因唔捌，因未忠诚，因为因无要一个 committed 付出
And they would talk a lot. They would say about God's love. They would talk about God's peace, about His mercy, about His grace. But they would never jump in and really do it for God.
因可能有因可能就是会晓讲真侪上帝对伊的恩典感恩的话，但是伊无搁进一步。
Let us not stay like them, but crave for solid food that will grow us.Into Jesus.
我希望咱大家拢卖唔是停留伫迄个所在，咱会当大家拢来敲碎有粒的食物。
Here comes the fourth mark of spiritual immaturity.
咱即下来看第四个记号，无熟练无成熟的第四个记号。
The inability to discern.
啊，迄就是无分别好歹的能力。
Verse 14 it says, "But solid food is for the mature."Who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish or to discern good from evil.
啊，咱头拄啊读第十四节的经节，伊讲独独忠诚的人食五谷，因的心窍对练习来练达，到会分别好歹。
So the verse tells us that solid food is for mature believers, and you know, and they will have the ability to discern good from evil.
啊，所以迄个经常甲咱讲，即个有粒的食物，就是要让更较成长的基督徒。
In other words, a growing Christian or mature Christian is someone who is growing in the wisdom of God.
啊，咱换一个角度来看，就是讲一个
In contrast, immature Christians lack such wisdom.
反倒回来说，若无成熟的基督徒，就是伊无这个能力。
And they cannot tell the difference between a good and a bad teaching.
伊无法度来分别好甲歹的这个教示。
And their inability to discern between what's good and what's bad will leave them open to being tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every kind of teaching.
因为这款无法度分别好歹教士的能力，就让因产生这个圣经内底咧讲吼，让各项教士会风摇转漂流。
Or like James, you know, James says, you know, they will be like, you know, like the ocean. They will be blown and tossed by the wind.
啊，是雅各书第一章第六节嘛，有安尼讲，伊讲亲像海燕和风拍来起落。
Now we live in a world where everything is kind of gray.
咱今仔日所点的世界吼，是，逐项拢变做灰色的吼，无真清楚，唔是黑白，真像灰色的。
And we hear people saying everything's okay, you know, everything's relative, you know, everything, you know, nothing is sin, nothing is wrong anymore.
啊，咱听到真侪讲啊，大行拢不要紧啊，这个大行拢是啊，这个相对性的哈，啊，无好甲歹。
And it is precisely in such spiritual condition that we need to discern between what is good. And what is wrong?
啊，就是伫个这款世界，咱更加有需要有这个分别好歹的能力。So
these are the four marks of spiritual immaturity.
所以头拄仔咱看到这个四个少年无成熟的记号。An
immature Christian is someone who has become dull of hearing, someone who doesn't have the ability to teach, someone who still feed on milk. And someone who's unable to discern good and evil.
啊，这个少年无成熟的人，伊的记号是啥？伊就是一个耳空钝，啊，听无上帝真理的人，啊，伊是一个无法度甲别人讲上帝的真理的人，伊是一个要顾咧食奶，无咧食五谷，还是讲有粒的这个人，啊，伊是一个无法度分别好歹的人。
So where does that leave us?
所以安尼，咱过来是要去倒。
Well, from this passage, we can define spiritual growth in the following ways.
为咱头拄仔所讲、所读的，咱会当安尼来看吼，咱会当来分别这个来讲明什么叫做少年的忠诚。
And you can see that inside your bulletin. And here's the first thing, and that is spiritual growth is not automatic, but rather it is a choice.
啊，伫咱的周报内底下半边吼，有开始有咧讲这个几项吼，这头一项就是咱少年的忠诚。Just
like a go ahead, sorry.
咱少年的忠诚，唔是对你系吼自然的发生，伊是一个 choice 吼，迄个空位咱大概该写 choice， 一个选择啊。选择
，OK。 So in other words, a person can grow older without growing up. And there are a lot of people like that. You know, they grow older, but emotionally and spiritually, they're still the same.
咱的年岁，一年过一年，咱会愈来愈大。但是这个并不一定是成熟。
In the same way, a believer can stay the same way for many years without ever growing or maturing in Jesus.
做真侪基督徒真侪年，但是咱少年的这个成熟无中断。So
growth is a choice.
这个中断是一个选择。Second,
spiritual growth is not instant, as in like just like that, but it is a gradual process.
第二项，少年的上顶成顶吼，唔是。 即时应变的，伊是一个gradual process， 哈，是一个渐渐发生的过程。In
other words, there are no shortcuts in the spiritual journey.
就是无迄个捷径，哈，无迄个 较紧的路。
There are no magic pills that will instantly turn you into a super mature Christian.
无特效药会当让你加一粒落去就变成长。
The Christian life is a process. You can either go forward or you can go backward.
基督徒的生活是一个过程哈，是一个你若不是向前，你就是向后退后。
It takes time to grow and it cannot be rushed.
啊，忠诚是爱时间，伊无法度予咱会当紧紧要予忠诚。
Third, spiritual growth doesn't happen by just attending church or fellowships or church functions. It must be developed.
第三项，咱看就是属灵的忠诚，袂通干那我靠讲来教会做礼拜就达成，伊就爱靠咱家己这个 develop 就是家己培养，甲家己发展出来。
And there are people who simply go to church functions, go to fellowships and Bible studies, and assuming that as long as they go to those things, they will automatically grow.
有很多人想说他有去做礼拜，还是说有去一个团结的聚会，还是有去参加这个查经班，这样就是已经就是做一个基督徒。
Jesus did not say, I have come so that you might have meetings.
耶稣不是说我来是要让你们去参加那些聚会。
Instead, he said, I have come so that you might have life, but have it abundantly.
耶稣是说我来要让你们有活命，还有丰盛。
And such life happens inside and outside of the church.
啊，这款活命，这款丰盛的活命，会在教会内底，也是在教会外口。
It could happen in school, it could happen at work, it could happen at home, it could happen in all circumstances.
有可能是伫个学校，有可能伫个咱的厝诶，有可能伫个咱工作的所在，伫各种无同款的环境。
Jesus wants us to have life, and He wants us to grow up, and it has to be developed.
啊，耶稣基督爱咱有一个活命，啊，伊爱咱忠诚，伊爱咱伫无同款的所在。
Fourth, spiritual growth.Doesn't happen just by yourself. You need to grow with others.
第四项，这个你自己无法度有自己一个人无法度有灵命的成长，你就要跟别人做伙来同齐来成长。
You know, there are a lot of like religions out there who says, in order to become more spiritual or more holier or whatever, you have to go to a place where you're isolated in a mountain or in a cave, and then you're a super, super spiritual person.
世间有无同款的信仰，的教是都拄好无同款，都拄好跟咱的讲的无同款吼，因是讲你愈真做圣洁的时阵，你就愈加。世间脱离关系，可能是伫个山顶一个庙内底，还是讲伫个山顶的山迄个崩坑内底。
That's not what Jesus taught.
耶稣基督不是安尼教是咱。
I mean, Jesus was the most spiritual, the most holiest person ever lived, and guess what? He was always with people.
咱知影耶稣基督是上圣洁的人，捌住伫这个世间上圣洁的人。啊，咱看到讲耶稣基督，伊是。不管是拢含别人做伙。
Loving God means loving others.
听上帝就是爱听别人。
And that's what, that's what it's all about. That's what 40 days of community is about. You have to be with people in order to grow up.
啊，迄就是咱即马咧学习啊，实在讲同心同行诶课程诶意思。咱就爱含别人做伙。
The fifth and the last one, spiritual growth is not measured by beliefs.Both the beliefs and behavior must change.
啊，上尾一项就是这个属灵的上顶，不是用信来测度啊，是信甲行做当时有 change 有这个
改变。Just knowing a lot about the Bible doesn't mean that you're spiritually mature.
啊，你对圣经明白足多，不一定是表示讲你诶这个属灵的生命是成熟的。
And a lot of people think that is the case.
啊，有真侪人唔是安尼，真侪人是想讲，即个圣经的知识就是灵命的成熟。
But the thing is, God is not after what we know. He is after how we live it out.
上帝不是爱咱认捌罪罪，伊是爱咱从咱认捌的该行出去。
In other words, if we say we believe in something but we don't act it out, then our belief is fake and it's not genuine in the first place.
另外一句话来讲，就是讲咱呐，讲咱对咱有信啊，但是咱无把这个信行出去的时候，咱的信是假的。
Faith is only genuine when it's followed by deeds.
咱的信仰是爱因为咱有行出去，会当变做真的。
And how do I know that?Well, remember the Gospels? The Pharisees were the ones who knew most about the Bible.
我用圣经里底的例吼来讲啦，我是安怎来安尼想吼？圣经里底讲，这个有一个这个福音书里底真侪所在咧记载，这个法利赛人啊，因是对圣经足认捌足侪的人。
In fact, if you want to be a Pharisee, you have to memorize Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
啊、你敢知道，若要迄当时啦吼，若要做一个法利赛人吼，你就爱有法度暗念啊，创世纪、出来及记、利未记、民数记、申命记。
Can you imagine that you have to be able to recite it, you know, in memory?
你甲想看卖，你就爱有法度啊，甲背出来，为头一字到上尾字吼，才会一个。
Yeah, and people in those days they respected those Pharisees because they thought.They knew a lot about God's word.
啊，迄个时阵吼，啊，因遐人吼，对这个法利赛人真尊敬，因为因认为讲因是对上帝的话吼有认捌足多。
But here's Jesus who said to them. He said to the Pharisees, he said, "You are in error because you do not know the Scripture or the power of God."
但是耶稣基督捌对因安尼讲，伊讲，耶稣基督因讲恁错啦，因为恁唔捌圣经甲上帝的关联。
In other words, to Jesus, knowing God is more than just about knowledge.
所以对耶稣来讲，认识上帝并不是仅仅知影伊的话。
Knowing God means we are to live out His commands.
认识上帝是爱甲上帝的改变行出去。
Spiritual growth is not measured by what we know, but is measured by how we live of what we know that really counts.
咱熟练的信息，不是用咱的认识来测度，是要用咱的行做。
So, brothers and sisters, may the word that you hear today be a sober reminder that we all need to grow and move forward.
啊，兄弟姊妹，我真爱今仔日大家所听到的，真做一个真啊认真、真严肃哈的这个提醒。
Let us not stay as spiritual infants, but become mature believers in Christ. Let us be the kind of man and woman who love God's word, who teaches and disciples others, and who feed on solid teaching with real discernment between right and wrong.
让每一个人都可以吃最爱上帝的话会当做会晓教、会晓带别人做基督徒、基督的门徒的人，毋忘咱每一个人咧，真做食即个五谷，就是有粒的食物，伫即、這个变迁有转世界吼，咱会当食真正有法度分辨好歹的人。
May God bless us and use us and change us.To become the kind of people who love God and others, not with our words, but with our actions.
愿上帝祝福咱每一个人会当成做一个要听耶和华、照耶和华去行，不是用嘴讲，是用咱的行做来显明。
Amen.
Amen.